Class music from Picture House and Sunburst on the show for you today, 23 minutes after 3 o'clock. On the spin home here on WLR, we are broadcasting outside the incredible Granville Hotel on the Quays in Waterford City. And I'm with, of course, the Cusack family. I'm joined in the studio, delighted to be joined in the studio by both Anne and Liam Cusack, proprietors of the hotel for the last 45 years. Anne and Liam, you're very welcome. Welcome along into the show. How are you?
Thank you, John.
Right into that, then I'm going to have an old chat with you. Yeah. Okay. Lovely to be with you. Anne, how are you?
Very good, very good. Thank you. Delighted to be here.
It must be a very proud moment. 45 years is no mean feat, and everything that you've done here over the years. Tell me a little bit about 45 years ago when it all started first.
It was a different ball game entirely. But anyway, it was like a tenement really when we bought it. Yeah. And it was always a very well-known hotel before that. You know, it was the main place that if you came to Waterford, you visited. Anyway, but we didn't realise, I suppose, there was as much to do when we bought it. But anyway, we got there. Thanks be to God.
What was there to do? What had you to do there at the very start?
The hotel was had been rented out in flats for a number of years.
Yeah.
And it had deteriorated totally. The only functioning part was the bar.
Right.
And we had to do everything. Pull it asunder. Rebuild it.
That was no mean feat as well back in those days,
no,
was it?
It was very difficult. There were about 48 rooms in it, I think, then. And we bought neighbouring properties, added on over the years. But it was a complete gutting job, you know.
Yeah, but over the years, it had become a place that is renowned, as I just said to you a moment ago, my own communion, my own confirmation, and all those different family events that took place over the years for people in around the Waterford City and County, all came here to the Granville. And all different events still today, weddings and anniversaries and people coming. I came in here earlier on. And to get through the lobby, the amount of suitcases and everything.
The coach tenants moving in.
But I mean, you know, what a great location. And I mean, the view, of course, I know there's lots of work being done at the moment, but the view, I mean, the clock tower, the historical clock tower, everything that's here. I mean, over the years, the clientele, have you seen a lot of clientele returning year after year?
Oh, we would. We'd see an awful lot of local people every day or every week. We get a lot of customers from South Tipperary, South Kilkenny, all that area, Wexford.
Yeah.
It's a great, I presume all the other hotels get them as well, you know, but we're lucky where we are, you know, and there's a fair lot of car parking around, even though people might have issues with that, but all this thing will end eventually.
Of course it will. And it'll be lovely when it's done.
We get back to normal.
Yeah, it'll be beautiful when it's done. I mean, you're in a prime location for what's going to be taking place here and the you know, the new walkway bridge and everything when it'll absolutely be fantastic.
It's just going to hit the clock tower there, so it couldn't be, you know, we're looking where we are.
This is the history alone, the clock tower.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? And again, as I say, you must be very proud. Is there a moment that sticks out for you, Anne, over all the years of something that took place or something that was done? You said, you know something, we did that. We made that happen.
Off the top of my head, I can't.
But there's probably so many.
Yeah, so many things are happening all the time. You know, you're so delighted, so you kind of take them in your stride and then something else happens, so you just have to kind of keep going, you know.
It's wonderful. Now, you're heavily involved, of course, you're a big sportsman, Liam.
Oh yeah,
heavily involved in the sponsorship of your late the hurling and your...
I like the rugby as well,
You caught my namesake.
Oh yeah,
many moons ago.
One of the greats. He's on the team of the century.
Team of the century. Yeah, it's incredible.
It's incredible.
It is incredible. Obviously, I never met it, but I did, as I say, 1984 when the GA was celebrating 100 years, the centenary. We were asked if we'd put something together. And I said, well, I may as well do something on my namesake. But it's actually turned out to be my second cousin. But I mean that alone. But you're very proud to be the sponsor of the Sports Star Awards, aren't you?
Oh yeah, I love it. It's very good. It started off with GAA, which was largely hurling, I suppose, and Gaelic football. But now we've kind of broadened it to include other sports. And for example, recently we were delighted to give the award to Jack O'Donoghue, the rugby player. He was capped 200 times for Munster, which is a hell of an achievement.
Absolutely.
and things like that stick in your mind. So that was great, actually. You know?
Yeah. And long may that continue.
There's more variety in the thing now, you know.
There is, of course. And you handed me this, A Historical Journey Through the Granville Hotel. And on the front page, it's a who's who of who's who. Daniel O'Connell, Charles Binconi, Thomas Marr, Lord Frederick Rogers, Charles Stuart Parnell, and Letitia Bonaparte Wise. The birthplace of Thomas Francis Marr, of course. It's a beautiful little piece that you have all together here, with some fabulous photos of inside the hotel itself. The history, of course, I mean, the history of the place itself and the history before that. I mean, you know, tourists coming here must love the history that's in this pamphlet alone that's here. I mean, that's only a tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, no, it's very popular, I must say. You know, but local people get it, or visitors just coming down to Waterford for a day or 2 days or staying overnight in the hotel. But history's kind of coming back a fair bit now because people are trying to kind of check up on their heritage, no matter where they are in whatever county, really. You know, and we have a lot here, so, but we need to kind of talk more about it, and especially the Irish flag, because Thomas Francis Marr was the person who was the originator of that, and it flew for the first time in Waterford at 33 the Mall. So, you know, we do a festival every year in March for it as well.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It really is amazing. And look, I mean, there's so many awards that you've won over the years. If I was to start now, we still wouldn't be finished at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's a credit to you, though, and everybody that is involved, that works here, all your staff, from everybody that, you know, from no matter what they do.
We wouldn't be any place without the staff.
Just fantastic.
So many that I could mention from the past who've moved on or passed on, so it's... We wouldn't be here without them, simply as that.
And how many, roughly, many people have you working for you here?
We have about 120. Give or take.
Say again?
About 120.
120 people. That's a small factory.
That's
But when you think about it, that's incredible. That is some addition to the workplace in Waterford City.
It's amazing, isn't it? Yeah.
It really is. It's 120 different families that you support with work here. Listen, I love chatting to you, and I mean, I'm sure there's stories we could tell, and you know, the people you've met over the years. I mean, there's obviously been some very famous people stayed in the Granville over the years.
That sounds about right.
No, I'm not good on the
apart from, of course, Daniel O'Connell and Charles Stuart Parnell.
Well, we should have had you two to bring it more up to date as well. And, well,
Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan.
Lovely.
Yeah, and I'm very forgetful, you see, so. We have a lot of...
Mrs. Kennedy, the ambassador.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, she was great, actually, Jackie Kennedy's sister-in-law. And they were just... all just nice people, really, you know.
And have your own private photos of all those events and all those people that popped along?
Well, I don't.
I'd say we probably don't. We're bad on the photos.
With Bob Dylan, there was no question of a photograph. He wanted it private and he kept it private.
And he kept it private.
He only moved out at night, so he wouldn't get a photograph there.
There you go.
But he was very pleasant. You know?
Yeah. And I believe he is very pleasant, privately, very pleasant. But and his public persona is completely different.
Yeah, exactly.
Congratulations to you both and continued success. What's next for the Granville Hotel?
Trying to get that view cleared across the room.
But once it's done, though, it will be fabulous.
Because the Greenway will be coming down and going over and joining the Wexford one. So it's great for Waterford as well.
And you'll be able to take it from anybody that's here. They can go in either direction. They can go east or west.
Yeah, fantastic.
But it will be lovely. The railway station across. Look, it is beautiful. Thank you so much, firstly, for having us here today. And 45 years, as I said already, it's a huge achievement and continued success, and many, many more years of success to you both and to everybody in the Granville.
Thanks very much.
We'll take a break. We're back with more after these on the Spin Home today. Spin Home on this Friday afternoon, broadcasting live from just outside the Granville Hotel in association with show sponsors Boland's Hyundai. A very good afternoon to you. We're here today celebrating 45 years of ownership by the Cusick family. Just pop along, say hello to us. And of course, we've lots of prizes to give away. Afternoon tea in this hour, and we've got evening meals for two in the Bianconi restaurant in the next hour, and also Sunday lunch for four in the Bianconi restaurant then in the final hour of the show today. But to tell us more about the whole business development of the area is the business development manager. That's a great way to introduce you, Philip, isn't it? How are you?
I'm great, John. Thanks very much, and thanks very much for coming down today.
Delighted to be here. As we speak, there's a guy, I'm going to call him a magician.
Yeah.
How that bus driver, how he fit into that space there is unbelievable.
Not only that, he did it with all of us looking at him as well. We had him under pressure there.
The bus had him under, all these passengers had him under pressure. We had him under pressure. But listen, look, I mean, you know, bus loads of people popping along here. It's great to see a local business doing so well.
Ah, yeah, we're very, very lucky. The Granville Hotel has a very good reputation, not only locally, but nationally and internationally as well. Mm. I mean, the 40 people getting off the bus here behind us, they're all from America. And like with the history that Ms. Cusack just spoke about, like, it really resonates with a lot of them.
Yeah.
So even the ones that aren't coming off the coaches, we do get a lot of people from all over the world booking directly with us, which is great.
And for people from America and people in different parts of the world that come along here, before they even leave the hotel to go out and venture around to see everything on their stay here, there's so much history inside.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, you do just find people wandering the corridors sometimes, and you think they might be lost, but really they're just looking at, I mean, I guess how original the building is. It's a very special place. It's not a purpose-built hotel. Mr. and Mrs. Cusack have handpicked the pieces of art that are around the corridor, so you really just do catch people looking around.
Yeah, 98 rooms inside.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of rooms to look after.
Yeah, a lot of rooms to fill, but thank God we're very, very busy.
Oh, yeah, and that's the thing, and you know, it's not just seasonal. I know it gets busy, obviously, but it's not just seasonal with the Granville, so isn't it?
No, not at all. Like, our busy season, like, for rooms, I suppose, would be kind of from March right through to October, and then you kind of get the regulars coming back. Like, we have a huge amount of people who have been coming to the Granville Hotel, like, since long before I was born, 30 odd years ago.
for those counting.
for those counting. And, you know, they come down, like, all throughout the year. Like, we could see some of them 5, 6, 7 times a year.
Yeah.
And then our food trade, like, our the local people really support us. Like, we're just blessed.
We were in earlier on, and we had some food before the show. My God, I you know, it's just incredible.
Like, I mean, when it's, you see weather, you know, like this, and there's still a queue out the door for the Carvery, you know, yeah. So it's really a testament to all the work.
How long is the Carvery going? The Carvery is, I think, donkey's years. Well, now,
look,
I'm
here 10 years this year, and it's going long before I was here.
And you have, as you say, you have a lot of locals who come down here. This is their place, that they go for either the weekend, Saturday or Sunday, or during the week, whatever it might be. And it just has that ongoing tradition of, you know, mums and dads to, you know, sons and daughters, and it's passed on. Here's where we'll go to the Granville.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that's really special about the place as well. It's really a part of a lot of families' traditions, and it has been for quite some time. And you see people coming through the doors who come into the Granville because it's where their nanny liked to come for their Irish coffee when she came down to do her shopping for Christmas. So, you know, it's really a part of a lot of people's family traditions, which is lovely as well.
Now, the role of business development manager.
Yeah.
What does that entail for you on a day-to-day basis?
Well, I mean, the Cusack family have put their trust into me to sell their beautiful hotel. So on a day-to-day business, I'm looking at who's coming in, looking at the spaces we have and how I can fill them.
Yeah. And how long were you training for that, to do this particular role?
Well, I mean, I started in the hotel 10 years ago this December. Right. I came in here as a receptionist. But before I was on reception, I had to do 2 weeks as porter just to get to know the hotel, get to know a lot of the staff around the place. I was on reception for a couple of years, and then I started moving around other departments. I was in the bar, I did a year in the restaurant, went back and did another year porter. So I kind of knew the business from every angle. So I knew what we could do meeting room wise, I knew what we could do dining wise. And but for me, reception was always my bread and butter. Went back to reception, true reception manager, and 3 years ago I was promoted to business development manager. And it's the first one that, like, the hotel had never had anyone in a sales and marketing role before, at least dedicated sales and marketing. So, you know, it was interesting to kind of build that role.
And tell me, weddings still as busy and as popular as ever in the Granville?
Yeah, I mean, and especially since COVID, I hate to bring up the C word, but you know, people are looking for smaller, like, bespoke kind of weddings, something a little more private. And we have rooms that are just perfect for that and really any other celebration.
Yeah, Fantastic. Well, look, as I said, you know, 120 people, as Annalene told us, 120 staff, that's a lot of people working there.
Yeah, a lot of people, and a lot of people who, like, I mean, as I said a couple of times, I'm here 10 years, and to some I'm still quite new. Yeah. Like, I mean, our, like, Anne in the bar, who you'll be talking to later, she's here nearly 40 years. Our breakfast chef, Marion's here 40 years. Yeah. Between the two head chefs, there's 75 years between them. Like, I mean, it's really a testament to the Cusack family.
It really is. Listen, I know you're busy, and I won't keep you any longer, but you're looking after us, and thank you so much for it. We're having a great time here at the moment. I know we've loads of other people who said Jackie and Fiona, and also Carl Crowe and Michael. I'd be talking to him a little bit later on. I was chatting to him in Boland's a couple of weeks back as well. But listen, as I said already, continued success, and fair play to you for all you do. And it's a testament when you walk in there, because I walked in and I said, you know, you look around, and again, you see the history on the walls. You see the modernisation of everything that's there as well. You know, and I know that the street team have been here, Ellen, Daniel have been here, and they're looking around, they're taking photographs of all the different areas. I mean, it's fabulous.
Yeah,
it's,
I mean, look, as, from a sales point of view, it's a very easy place to sell. Like, it already has such good reputation and all the history and everything. Just makes my job that bit easier.
Excellent. Philip, thank you very much.
John, thanks a million.
You're very welcome. Thanks for that. We're going to take a break. We're back with more after these on The Spin Home today. Very welcome back. It is The Spin Home in association with the Boland's Hyundai. Between now and 6 o'clock today, live from the quay in Waterford City, we are outside the Granville Hotel as we celebrate 45 years of the Cusack family, proprietors of the hotel. We met, of course, Anne and Liam earlier on. Now we're speaking to Jackie and to Fiona Cusack, who join us in the studio here today. Jackie, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, John. How are you?
I'm very good, and hello to you, Fiona.
Hi, John. How are you?
Don't be frightened of that microphone. Sit right in.
Okay, I will.
Listen, Jackie, I'm going to start with you.
Yeah.
Talking about what's going in, you are now going to both carry on the generation of the Granville Hotel. And, of course, what a wonderful start you had to it with your mum and dad.
Oh, we had a great start, like 45 years ago. I was 2 when they opened the doors, so I'm showing my age. As myself and my 2 sisters, Fiona and Sandra, she lives in South Africa, so... Yeah, we're just going to hopefully now keep along with their legacy and keep it going.
When you were young and your mum and dad had the hotel, you went to school, you did all this stuff. Did you then say, oh, well, I'm going to go to college to learn all about this? Or what did you do? Did you come straight into the family business?
Well, I came straight into it. I finished my leaving, say, on a Thursday, and I started here on the Friday.
Right.
And I then left for two and a half years, and then I came back, and I've... back kind of 25 years now at this rate.
And your role then inside them, what do you do at the minute?
At the moment, I'm up in the accounts office, with Cahill, our financial controller, and the rest of the team. But I started off answering the phones at reception back in the day, back in 1996 it was.
Right.
And then I became a receptionist. I was a reservations manager, then I went on to the floor and I was doing duty manager. I've worked in the restaurant, worked in the bar.
Yeah.
And then after COVID, I decided I wanted to come off the floor.
Right.
COVID kind of made me think about my life, really. Okay. And I decided that I don't want to be doing nights and I don't want to be doing weekends anymore. But now, if they wanted me, I'd help them.
Of course.
Do you know, things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But, quite happy.
And, you know, growing up, I mean, the differences in the technology that's going on. You're saying 1996, like, you know, and you're thinking about that, like, probably we had no mobile phones.
Nope.
I think the internet and Gmail, was it Hotmail, came around around 1996, 1997.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, getting people in and checking them in and getting all their details. We were still in the age of traveller's checks, if I'm not mistaken, weren't we?
I remember we used like the credit card, like credit cards now, you just tap them.
Yeah.
And they electronically Yeah, and then sometimes you'd have to ring up the credit card company with all the details, and then it would take days and days to process.
That's crazy. You know, it's not that it's crazy. It wasn't crazy back
then.
No,
it wasn't.
We thought we were so advanced back then. Well, I don't have to give them cash. I give this thing, they just do a
chit-chat
and I'm okay.
Yeah.
What about yourself? What was it like all those years ago?
Well, I was 8 when Mum and Dad brought the hotel, and we used to live over Tyler's there, actually. We had a flat there, so we lived
just
there.
Around the corner?
No,
just here.
Fitzhugh.
Fitzhugh,
yeah.
That's right, Tyler's.
So that used to be Tyler's shoe shop in our house or flat was up there. So we lived there for about 6 years, and then it was a bit too close. You always got the knock on the door, so we moved out to Kilmeaden. But it was great. Like, we loved growing up in the hotel, and we were probably spoilt as cute little things and then less spoilt as we got older. But there's people who are still in the hotel who were there from the beginning, so they remember us from... Like, Sandra was literally born when they opened the hotel, so literally from...
And they were telling us about some of the famous people that came there. Have you met different people over the years?
Yeah.
Who did you meet?
I have. I met Charlie Haughey.
Right.
U2 stayed.
Yeah.
And they had their bikes, their Harley bikes. They were going out to the biker thing out in Kilmeaden.
That's right, in Kilmeaden.
And they had their bikes all in the hotel. Who else have we had? We've had Eddie Irvine. We've had...
Was this at the height of his Ferrari career?
Yeah.
And you didn't tell me. And I'm a huge Ferrari fan at the time.
Yeah. We had... who else? Jeez, I can't... Oh, Bob Dylan.
That's right.
When he was playing, and he was great. He's come down. He's be bored up in his room, like during the day, and he's come down chatting away to us at the desk, and it was really nice.
No one prompts you sing songs with him, no.
Well, we'd want to, but I don't think he was saving his voice. I think.
And so the next part, and as I said earlier on, what's next? What are you going to do next with the Granville? Because I know where the area is, and I know of all that's here. 98 rooms in the Granville Hotel. We saw the busloads passing, and that's on a constant basis. Yeah. So what's next?
I suppose we want to just keep the legacy that we have going. So we're all directors now. Yeah. Jackie's the only one that's working in the hotel full time, but we are there as directors, and we're really proud of what Mum and Dad have built and how grounded it is in the community. And Dad was talking about sport and Mum was talking about history, you know, so we just want to keep the same level of service. And even today I was coming in from Tremore, and the taxi driver was saying that, you know, you always hear good things about the Granville. It's very rare that you hear anything negative, and that she brings a man in once a week and that's his treat to himself, and he has his dinner in the hotel. And it's, you know, even outside we met the little girl having her Holy Communion. Yeah. And there's everybody, when you say you're connected to the Granville, has a story, you know, from their family. Oh, so it's really part of the fabric of Waterford.
I think my own communion and comfort, and definitely in our family,
exactly.
We had it here in the being going. And, you know, the service.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about it, you forget about sometimes, if you haven't been a little while, you forget about the service in a hotel.
Yeah.
It is just phenomenal, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It really is.
Yeah. Like, and we have a good few staff that are here for a long time.
Yeah.
Like, even... God rest her, Myra Kearns, who used to be our restaurant manager.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She was with us for over 30 years.
Wow.
She actually opened the doors with Dad the first day, and she was here for over 30 years.
Yeah.
Anne Power, I think, who you're going to be meeting later, she's here. She's one of the longest members of staff. She's 40 odd years here.
That alone is a testament to your mum and dad.
Yeah. Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, it is.
Yeah. It really
you
is.
Know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least it's lovely chatting. I mean, the memories, you're not thinking of writing memoirs and a little book together, no? and putting all those, I mean, you must have some wonderful stories growing up here.
Oh, we do, but we can't tell them on air.
You can't even write down in the book.
We can put some of them in a book.
We're actually planning to do that.
Yeah, we're doing a social media campaign.
Yeah.
So if anybody has any memories or photos, you know, and then we're going to compile it into a coffee table book for Mum and Dad.
Yeah.
But we'll try and do like a little pictures wall as well, a memories wall, because people have so many memories. Mm,
that's it. And I know people
really
used to, it was a place that people brought a camera.
Yes.
To take photographs of weddings or events or whatever it might be, because we didn't have in the day, you know, our cameras and you know,
an instant
and 40,000 photos that would never look at again.
Yeah.
But we brought cameras to places like this, and especially to the Granville. So yeah, if you're listening into us and you have any old photographs, whether it was in a wedding, an event, or maybe you spent your honeymoon here
those
years ago, and you have any photographs, I'm sure get in touch with both of you.
Yeah, totally,
Jackie, Fiona here as well. Listen, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you
not
so
at
much.
All. Thank you,
so
John.
Much. And speaking of some of the food, we've got three evening meals for two people in the Bianconi restaurant. I'm going to ask the question. There's a fairly substantial, well-known monument literally right across the road from the Granville Hotel. You can't miss it. You're very welcome back. Welcome along. It is, of course, the Spin Home today here live from the Granville Hotel. We are with you, of course, between now and 6 o'clock today, celebrating, of course, 45 years of the Cusack family in business. Now, we're talking to our next guest, Cathal Crowe, Financial Controller. Afternoon to you, Cathal. How are you today?
Fine, thanks, John.
And lovely to have you with us. And, of course, Anne Power, the Bar Manager. Anne, how are you?
Good, thank you, John.
Now, it's
thank
a pleasure you. To have you both here. Anne, I'm going to start with you. And I'm going to say, you've been here many years, been told by the Cusack family. How many years would you care?
44, John.
44 yeah, years, so yeah. Just a year after the Cusack family yeah. took over.
I came in October 13th, 1980.
1980, thereabouts, yeah. And tell me, listen, what was it like back then?
Oh, it was so different. We had a lot of functions then, a lot of weddings, worked on a lot of late functions, you know.
Right.
Bosch and Lomb, different places, you know, different functions we had.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of fun. A lot of them were old clubs, you know what I mean?
Yeah. The dinner dances and everything probably took place, a lot of them, yeah.
A lot of dinner dances especially, you know.
You must have met some people over
I
the
met
years,
a lot of people throughout my time. But then we had a lot of repeat business, a lot of regulars as well.
Yes.
There's a lot of repeat business.
Right.
Yeah.
And tell me a little bit about, you know, some of those functions back in the 80s. I mean, the hotel itself, they did a lot of work on the hotel over all those years. But the function has always been a busy area, hasn't it?
Oh yeah, and especially we'd say with Christmas, like when you came to Christmas, your function started on the 8th of December and ended on the 22nd.
Right.
And they were all Christmas nights.
Right.
You know, but a lot of them would have been clubs, you know what I mean, that they'd be paying in throughout the year.
Yeah,
and like you got a big spin off of that.
I could just imagine.
Yeah.
I mean, you must have made a lot of friends here, Anne, over those years.
A lot of friends,
yeah.
And a lot of working colleagues, and a lot. We had great times, really, in the Granville, to be honest with you. Great times.
Yeah.
Great owners. We have to definitely praise our owners, you know, and especially like we had great management all down throughout the years.
Yeah. And as I said, I think this is the third time I said this, it's testament to Anne and Liam.
Yeah.
44 years, you know, working for the same people, working in the same place, but of course meeting different people every single day of the week. And as you say, some of your regulars.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like a lot of repeat business, especially like in the daytime and lunchtime for Carvery and everything like that.
Yeah.
All that's a lot of like regulars every day. And like they were like part of the family in the end, you know what I mean? Like,
and you know, then when you think back to all the different functions, as you said, the likes of probably, you know, Bosch and Lomb and all the different factories, and probably back there in the '80s, I mean, probably the Water Crystal would have been here for different things, Water Glass and everything. I mean, you know, over the amount of people that were in those factories and still are to this day, who have probably been here for that, have probably been here for their own wedding reception or a friend or family's wedding reception or whatever the event took place. As we said, you know, Lana there today and her First Holy Communion.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you've seen generations of people,
like
generations
even
of families.
A lot of the people at the weddings, we'd have them at functions, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the amount of people, that time, they're all your friends because you were meeting them from the function and the wedding.
Yeah.
You'd say to them when they came in, "You're not here again tonight." You know, they'd be at the function last week and they were at a wedding the next week.
Yeah.
Like with our weddings went Friday, Saturday. And bank holiday Monday or whatever, you know.
I can remember, you know, maybe it was a while back, but you must have some great memories of different nights, different events.
Absolutely. And we had great nights and great parties as well. Very good staff as well. There's one member in the bar at the moment. There's two members in the bar at the moment that I work that's with me like 30 years and 20. Like Anne McGuire would be with me 30 odd years.
Mm.
John would be with me 25 years. Len is like, there's other people 10 and 12 years. You know what I mean?
It's a long time. You're nearly working with family at that stage.
Yeah,
you
that's
know,
it,
the,
yeah.
you know that
we're all
together.
Kind of family at this stage.
Yeah.
Where people like left us at like did 10 years. Like when I came to the Granville was my sister was in it.
Right.
And then where the people that was in that I came with as well, they were working in the Metropole with me, and that's how I came down for one night, only to help him out one night, and here I'm 44 years.
44 years later. Yeah. That's a long night, Anne.
That's a long night. I came down to help on a function.
And you obviously
and
loved
they're
the
all
job.
Gone, the ones that brought me down.
Yeah, they went off and left you.
They
here.
Went off and left me. Left.
But it's obvious you love the job.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Love the job, love the owners, love the management and everything. Like, we have great manager.
Yeah.
Like, I worked with three general managers. One was Sean Tierney, the other was Richard Hurley, and now Michael.
Yeah.
Michael
but
is
come in and tell you now, let's be honest now, Anne. they must be coming to you for some information, because you must know an awful lot of stuff.
I'd say I do, John.
I reckon you do.
I'd say I do. And I'm working with Colin for 32 years.
For 32 years. Yeah. Colin, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Your official title is the financial controller.
Yeah, I would have come in 93. Yeah. I was working with the auditors and I came down for a temporary assignment. And Liam offered me a permanent position, so my temporary has gone on for 32 years.
Temporary job for 32 years. I love it.
I was looking back recently. I would only be, I'd say, sixth or seventh on the list. But we always did a 25-year award for staff recognition.
Yeah.
But last year we widened that.
Yeah.
So that we introduced earlier steps for 15 years, 20 and so on.
Yeah.
But the number of people that got awards at that, it was eye-opening as to how many people have been in the hotel for so long, which is, I think, a very positive reflection on the way that we've been treated.
Isn't it brilliant, though?
Yeah, no, particularly in my role, because I would have dealt so much with the family, because it's a reporting role and a min role. I've been blessed to have worked, and it would most of the time have been Liam Cusick, because he would have been there for most of my working life.
Yeah.
You know, you wouldn't stay in a place unless you felt appreciated.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely, yeah.
That's the way that we've been treated, and long may it continue.
And again, with yourself, you know, so many changes technology-wise, for a financial controller and everything. I mean, have you to retrain yourself all the time?
Oh, it's continuous. I mean, when we came in, one of the first things I did was bought a computer. And to think back on it, at that stage, it was a big deal to get a computer to actually do the wages.
Yeah.
And we used to have a little box, a Minitel machine from the bank that you'd have to plug in, plug out the phone, plug in this, try and log into the bank. Now you can make payments from anywhere in the world on your phone.
On the phone, I was just going to say
so
that the phone was there.
So it's continuously changing, but at the same time, then there has also been a substantial increase in the admin burden and the requirements, you know.
But, you know, all those years and all the years you've been here as well, as you say, both of you, the one thing that says is that Anne and Liam have been, and the family, the Cusick family, have been just so wonderful to all of you.
Unbelievable.
You know, and I mean, that alone, I've only met them. Now, I remember meeting them years and years, but only in passing, as, you know, coming into them. And I always remember Liam, such a tall man when I was a young child. But meeting him properly for the first time today, just a gentleman and a lady.
Yes.
Absolutely, and their daughters then as well.
Well, my husband got sick there, had a big heart operation just recently. And like the Mr. and Mrs. Cusick was just exceptional when it all was going ahead. Like the calls came every second day and whatever, it was just unbelievable.
Yeah. You see, that's where it all counts.
Yeah.
That's where it all counts.
Yeah.
Listen, we could probably do a 5-hour special, Anne. A late night 5-hour special, I think, on all the different stories and the different things you know as well. You have a glint in your eye. But it's been lovely to talk to you both. Thank you very much for joining us. And of course, Carl Crow, financial controller, and Ampere, the bar manager here. But I think the lady who knows a lot of stuff. It's been a pleasure talking to you both.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank
you
very much. We are broadcasting from the gravel here today. Very welcome back. It is the Spin Home on this Friday afternoon, 5:20 here on the show today. Now, don't forget, tomorrow morning, bright and early, Oliver, Carl and myself will be joining forces at the RSC. We'll be there, of course, for the Darkness into Light walk for Pieta House. We're going to be broadcasting live from 3 o'clock until 7 tomorrow morning. The walk itself takes place at 4:15, but we'll be there chatting to different people. Some lovely guests lined up to chat with us, people involved with Pieta House, people that are walking themselves to walk for people that they loved, people that they have memories of, and family and friends. So that's happening tomorrow from the RSC live right here on WLR. That's Oliver, Carl and myself from 3 o'clock in the morning. But at the moment, we're here until 6 o'clock outside the Granville as they celebrate 45 years of ownership by the Cusick family. And I'm joined in the studio, in the outside broadcast studio, by, of course, General Manager Michael Skeen. Michael, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, John. How are you?
I'm very good. Now, I'm going to ask you this question. How many years are you with the Cusick family?
So my years are not quite as many as everybody have had on so far, but I was recently 3 years here. So,
3 years. Yeah. But look, I mean, it, this is something that you didn't just start 3 years ago.
No.
I mean, how long are you in this industry?
Oh, gosh. No, listen. 1 or 2 years. But I mean, I started my career in Waterford in the Tower Hotel.
Right.
I was a restaurant manager there. I worked my way up over 8 or 9 years. Left in 2005 as general manager. Mm. Went off, worked abroad and all that, came back. And just around the back end of COVID, started in here in the Granville 3 years ago, April. It was actually April 1st, which was not a great day to start any job in case.
Hey, no, we both started a new job in April 1st. It's working out great.
Yeah.
But listen, you know, when you're around, you say around the world and stuff, and you hear in a wonderful historical hotel like the Granville, wonderful, beautiful hotel, family run, is there similarities or is there major differences from where you've been?
I mean, there's always similarities in some respects, but obviously for a hotel like the Granville, you know, there is a difference in a hotel that's family owned, to one that's maybe owned by a corporate or anything like that. And you know, I think, you know, something that sets, there's lots of things that sets the Granville apart, you know, the history, you know, the family, the team that are here, it's incredible. But I think one of the things for me that, you know, and I knew this before I started, but since I started, I've really got a sense of it, is that there's an incredible sense of hospitality here. Mm. So there's a difference between customer service and customer care and hospitality, in my opinion, you know, and, you know, that is something that is, you know, something that we look for in our team. Mm. And, you know, most of them, you know, it's just natural, which is incredible, you know, and there's, there's a big difference. And, you know, for me, having worked in various places, I was in the UK, in Jersey, and abroad, but, you know, there's a, coming back to Waterford, you know, there would be very few places that I would have gone to work in.
Yeah.
And here was certainly, you know, an iconic building like the Granville was always a major draw.
Now, as general manager, and it's something I haven't asked anybody else today, but as general manager, the financial and the trade world and everything that's happening, you know, from America, how does that affect your day-to-day business right now?
It affects our day-to-day business, you know, like everybody who's probably sitting at home, they know that their groceries, they know all their bills are going up. Well, it's the same for us, you know. And we could have a very long chat about that, but let's not get into that.
Let's not.
It's the way it is at the moment, you know. I think from a people point of view and a customer point of view, you know, I think 2025 is going to be a good year. It's not going to be a vintage year, but it's going to be a good year. People are still traveling. You have to remember a lot of, say, the people maybe coming across from the United States would have this holiday booked many, many months, even years ago. So I think this year will be, it'll be an interesting year. It'll be a good year. And, you know, it's what happens next year, I suppose, maybe at the moment is a little bit up in the air, you know. There's lots of factors that affect that, you know, and you often hear people talking about their 401ks in America. That's an important thing for them because that's their security. That's their life after work, their savings, the dollar, whether the dollar remains strong. There's lots of things going on. But I suppose at the end of the day, as Ireland is a destination for those people, you know, people will still go to a destination regardless if, you know, the welcome is there, if the Irish hospitality is there, if the product is right, if there's value for money. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we've ridden many storms in this industry, in all sorts of industries, you know, and this one is just a strong wind blowing at the moment, but it's no more than that.
And again, this is something you're not going to deal with next year. You're already dealing with it already.
Yeah,
you know,
listen,
as we speak.
We plan, you know, with the coach operators and various operators that we deal with. Like, we would have contracts in place with them 2027.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of August, we start talking about 2028, which is hard to believe, you know. So it's a long-term thing that you build with these companies. And, you know, from that point of view, you know, I think Waterford is very well placed. It's an important hub for tourism, despite what we might think. It actually really is. And we've got some of the amazing attractions that people want to come and see. Waterford Crystal, for example, and new ones such as Mount Congreve and all these amazing places. And listen, I know Waterford, sometimes we knock ourselves down, but we shouldn't. You know, we have a huge amount to offer. You know, and I know we're looking across at the moment at, you know, building sites and things, but you just have to imagine what it's going to be like in a couple of years, and it will be amazing.
Well, as you said already, just before we came on air, you can actually start to visualise it now.
Yeah, and I think you know, anybody who's driven up and down the quay in the last couple of weeks, they'll have seen some of the barriers coming down. yeah. and you can get a sense of what it's going to look like. And, you know, I think what it will give the city is all the other cities have a city centre and they have got places for people to go. I think this is going to provide that for us.
Yeah.
And I think we just need to have a little bit of patience, which is hard. And listen, I'm probably the most impatient person around. But, you know, you can visualise, you can really begin to visualise what it's going to be like in a couple of years' time. And it will make a huge difference to the city.
Now, one thing I've noticed before any of you go, you know, chatting to Anne and Liam earlier on, Fiona and you know, to Fiona and Jackie and to Cottle and Anne and everybody there as well. And to yourself, no matter how many years people are working here, no matter what it is, whatever it is about the Grand Blanc, I can feel it, and I'm only here a couple of hours. It's the pride that you all have in the hotel, the pride that you all have
yeah.
in the location,
oh, yeah,
the people
absolutely.
Here. It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, a lot of that stems as well, you know, I'm a firm believer in everything starts from the top, and Mr. and Mrs. Cusack exude hospitality. It yeah. just, it comes out through their pores.
Yes,
and you can't help, and all the staff react to that as well, you know, so it makes my job that much easier. I mean, we have 19 nationalities working in the hotel. We've over 120 odd staff, but it doesn't matter whether you're Irish or Slovakian or Slovenian, wherever you're from,
mm-hmm.
it's that hospitality still comes out in you.
Yeah.
And I think from that point of view, you know, it's a great place. And, you know, and the team are very, very proud of what they do. You know, we got listed last week in TripAdvisor number 11 in Ireland.
Oh, wow.
And
right.
only, you know, we got the Best of the Best award.
Yeah.
So we're number 11 in Ireland. And at the top 15, there were 7 of the top 5 stars in the country in it. And we were ranked 11, which is an incredible achievement for our little family-run hotel on the quay in Waterford City, you know. And that wasn't, and that's down to reviews, and that's all down to the staff. It's not a mystery guest that came in. It's not anything. It's purely down based on reviews that guests left.
And that is why it is so important yeah. for the feedback from the guests, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we love feedback, you know. Yeah. And listen, like any business, things go wrong, we love to hear when we can put something right, because if we know we can put it right straight away, you know, and we can learn from it. And we have really strong systems in place looking at the down to the minute detail, you know. I mean, I was actually kind of joking about it. I was telling you that we got a feedback from a guest with a lovely stay, but commented that our pillows were too long. Now, that was a new one on me recently. I actually went to the room to double check in case. Now, they're standard size pillows, you know, we listen to everything that a guest says, you know, and it's, you know, that's what helps you improve, because if you don't know what people are saying, you know, then, you know, you can't act upon it, you know, and the team take incredible pride in that, you know, and even this month now, the team are heavily involved in lots of things. The hospice is our charity for 2025, and they're doing all sorts of things, raising funds at the moment. And, you know, even towards the end of the month now, we're doing a charity breakfast morning. So, you know, there's lots of things going on at the team, but everything to do around with how the hotel is about the team. And, you know, and from the point of view of the hotel, Mr. Cusack is incredibly passionate about the upkeep of the building, you know, and the outside and everything. And, you know, we're just talking about the flowers will be going up in a couple of weeks. And so it's a great place for me. It makes my job
so much
pretty
easy. Yeah, so much. Well, look, after 45 years, they seem to have hospitality down to a fine art.
Pretty much,
which is
wrapped up.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant. Michael Skeen, General Manager of the Granville Hotel, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, John.
And thanks to everybody for just being so gracious and looking after us all after
very
yesterday. Thanks very much for that. We better take a break. We're back with more Something for the Weekend. Lots more music on the way for you between now and 6 today.